wrestled a guy from Los Gatos for the semifinals, and I wrestled him twice before, and I beat him both times, so I went feeling pretty confident. He knew a lot of my tie-ups a lot better, seeing as how this is the third time that we've wrestled, but I stayed with my tactics and my positions, and then I won the match.
As you're, you know, in the zone, is there, how hard is it, I guess, to kind of, like, focus, but then also hear the calls that your coaches are making?
It's pretty, you get used to it after a while. Like, when you're in the zone, so to speak, you are listening to the coach. It's a part of being in the zone. So, but that's pretty much the only two things that I remember in the entire match. Like, most of the time, teammates will cheer you on, but you don't hear it when you're in the zone, so to speak.
Let's say that you win in the next, you know, against your Saratoga target. What happens next?
Win or lose, we'll both be going to CCS, and we're both top, or he's ranked number second, and I'm ranked fourth right now. So if I do beat him, the only thing that would change would be my seeding for the next upcoming tournament at CCS. But overall, it'll be pretty much unaffecting anything.